Hello and welcome to another special holiday edition of the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today we start the new year of 2019 with another story from the book Holidays and Happy Days by Hamish Hendry. We will read the short story of New Year's Day. I hope that you had a great 2018 and that you are making plans to make 2019 the best year ever. I know last night we talked as a family about goals that we have for 2019. Hopefully these goals will happen. What are your goals or resolutions? Let me know. There are many ways to get a hold of me. Anyway, Happy New Year to you and your family. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. New Year's Day. Little children are usually snug in bed when the first holiday of the year arrives. It comes at midnight when all is dark out of doors. Sometimes the weather is very cold here in England, with snow upon the ground, and as it nears midnight on the 31st December, there is a great silence beneath the stars. The children are in bed, but in most homes there are grown-up people, fathers, mothers, uncles, or aunts, who sit late and watch the clock. They watch, and when the clock strikes 12, they know that the first day of the new year has arrived. Then it is no longer silent out of doors. The bells are ringing loudly and ringing merrily. They are ringing a welcome to the stranger. So the grown-up people who have been watching the clock rise up smiling and wish each other a happy new year. The father says to the mother, "I wish you a happy new year, my dear." And in saying this, they shake hands and kiss each other. Then the mother, if she has children in bed, goes upstairs. They are all asleep, so she does not waken them. She simply kisses them, each one, and smiles as she whispers, "A happy new year to all of you, my dears." That is how the new year arrives in England. In Scotland, there is more ceremony. There it used to be the custom for the whole household to sit up till 12 o'clock and bring in the new year with singing and frolic, but that custom is dying out. You children, I hope, get to know about the new year in the morning. You find that everybody is looking happy and wishing happiness to other people. Even although the sun is not shining, there is brightness in the house and in the street. People, when they meet, shake hands and joke and laugh. Your aunt will give you a good hug, and more than likely, your uncle will put his hand into his pocket and give you something. Something round and bright. Something that will make you smile. Then you learn that the new year brings gifts as well as gladness. But nowadays, the giving of presents is not so common as it used to be. Far back in English history, the grown-up people gave each other gifts on New Year's Day, and some of these gifts were very beautiful and very costly. Diamond necklaces, gold caskets, jeweled swords, embroidered mantles, these were the kind of gifts which rich people gave to each other at the feast of the New Year. Our English kings and queens in the old days received many such precious gifts. Queen Elizabeth got so many valuable presents in this way that a list of them was kept upon parchment, and in the history books it may still be read. This custom of giving rich presents to rich people on New Year's Day exists no longer in England, and that is well. For in many cases, these costly gifts were given not from kindness, but from selfishness. The gift givers wanted some favor in return. Now, it is an ill thing to begin a new year with a spirit of greediness. None of you children, I am sure, will do so. Be thankful that you have got the gift of another New Year's Day. It is the first clean page of a fine new book in which you can write just what you please. Write something cheerful and see to it that there are no blots. Thank you for listening to this special holiday episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we look at the holiday of Twelfth Day, which occurs on January 6th. Today's music was provided by the artist Drake Stafford and also by the artist Young Karts. For more information, to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com. And as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Whoop, shark attack, nom 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 nom, jellyfish, pants out. turkey, snowman, dolphin, helicopter, last supper, monkey in a zoo.
What?
Gear shift.